Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A week from today, September 13, at the Eden Shale Research Farm in Owen County, the Kentucky Forage and Grasslands Council is hosting its annual field day. UK forage specialist Ray Smith says for active farmers, busy as they are, investing time for these kinds of events does pay big dividends.
Definitely so. Dividends both in the present operation, but one of the most important things we think about is what you need to be thinking about for the future, for this fall, for next year. One of the topics that we'll be talking about are some of the new novel endophyte tall fescues and some of the new technology to better take care of the tall fescue fields you have, meaning to reduce that toxicity level, improve your animal production.
Success in improving efficiencies on any farm translates to economic development and forages, and the relationship with our state's livestock industries, particularly beef, impact ag income and therefore the state's general economy.
Beef cattle in Kentucky, 80 to 90% of what they consume are forages, or in easier terms, pastures and hay. And Kentucky's a great spot to grow that kind of material, to grow forages. 5.5 million acres in the state are growing forage crops or grasses and clovers.
Smith says attendees are asked to pre-register. The easiest way is online. Just do a Google search for KY Forages. We'll be right back.
The federal government provides $150 billion a year to make higher education possible for anyone. Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share. But an estimated $40 million in financial aid is left on the table each year by Kentucky students. Don't let that happen to you.
Fill out the new and improved FAFSA today. Visit knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter, hashtag knowhowtopayky. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Postsecondary Education.
UK forage specialist Ray Smith says next Tuesday's field day will offer an unusual topic or two.
One is talking about rainfall collection systems. Dr. Steve Higgins is talking about taking rainfall off your barn roofs, putting that into watering troughs for your cattle as a way to be more environmentally sensitive, but also rather than that water running off into the fields and being wasted, using it as an efficient way to water your cattle.
Another very practical topic is the hot summers and forages that can handle them.
Jeff Limcooler, our beef specialist, is talking about some of the crops that will grow in the summer that can be used as forages to maximize beef gain during hot, dry summers.
They're expecting about 150. They do ask for pre-registration, and Google searching KY Forages will get you to the right spot. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.